So the first reading today, we have St. Paul writing this letter to the Corinthians. He is laying out for us basically the kerygma of the faith, what Jesus has done. He's speaking about what it was like following his resurrection from the dead. The appearances of Jesus in his resurrection, the appearance of him, to see him. Many people, Peter, the 12, James, 500 brothers and sisters at once, then all of the apostles. St. Paul then tacks on the end, last of all, as one born abnormally, he appeared to me. Isn't that interesting? Paul uses the same word, yet Paul was not a disciple of Jesus. He was not a believer in Jesus. In fact, he persecuted the church. Paul is equating those who encountered Jesus post-resurrection with himself. There's been some time that's passed between there, don't you think? Jesus was only around 40 days, then he ascends to his Father, which we lovingly transfer from Thursday to Sunday, right? He ascends to his Father, he returns, he gives the gift of the Holy Spirit, pours out upon the church. The church then goes forth, having seen the risen Lord and been filled with the Holy Spirit, it goes forth to proclaim the good news. And only after time has passed, until persecution comes, does Paul then encounter the risen Lord. He appears to him. I think it's important that we understand, my brothers and sisters, the time that has taken place in there. Because if we're not paying attention, if we're not listening, if we don't put it in the context, we'll just think that Paul was around the same time Jesus appearing, boom, 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 resurrection, showed up. Paul got one glimpse before he left. No. This is months, possibly years, after Jesus has ascended to the Father. And yet he equates the two moments as if they are the same. This is a good thing, my brothers and sisters. It's a good thing for us. Because we didn't live 2,000 years ago. We didn't live in that part of the world 2,000 years ago and were there for those 40 days in which Jesus walked upon the earth, coming and going as he pleased following his resurrection. And yet we believe. It seems that in the work of Jesus, he has set it up so that for all eternity, at least until the sun rises and sets, until that ceases, he makes himself manifest to his church. He reveals himself to her. We make it too complicated. Man, if I could just see the risen Lord. Hello? All of these sacraments, all that we do, to what then? To encounter Jesus, to see him, that he would appear to us, that in that appearance, that him entering in, into here, into Kansas City. I remember, I loved this conversation. So when I was in Rome as a seminarian, I met the Little Sisters of the Lamb, introduced them to the Archbishop. He invited them to come for my ordination. Through that invitation, they came for a month, three sisters, three brothers. We did mission here in Kansas, went down to Texas, all these things. And the Archbishop finally, at the end of it all, we went and had dinner with his house. He's like, would the sisters and brothers like to come here and have a home? And they said, yes. And it took 3 years, but they finally came and they built a home. And everyone asked the Sisters of the Lamb, why are you going to Kansas? I tried not to be offended by that. My brothers and sisters, Jesus is appearing in Kansas City, Kansas today. He is making manifest his life, his truth, his love, his mercy here today. And he does it seemingly in the gospel. We get a glimpse into this, you know. Gotta love Philip, right? All right, Jesus. I'm gonna say it. Just show us the Father, and that will be enough. Like all this stuff that we've been doing, we've been following you around, all these things. We just wanna see the Father. Isn't that interesting, my brothers and sisters? Doesn't that seem to be a fundamental, maybe a primordial desire of the human heart? I just want to see the Father. And Jesus' words to Philip need to comfort and console our hearts as they did Philip. Have I been with you for so long a time and you still don't know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. So, in our everyday living, the questions of life come up. Am I seen? Am I known? Does God even know what's going on? Does he care? Hopefully you can answer that question after today's homily. If we see the Father, if we see Jesus, we see the Father. That primordial longing, that deep longing to see the one who has brought forth all things is revealed here in this place as Jesus is made manifest, as he appears to you and to me. Sometimes we make it way too complicated. I know as a priest, when I die, I will know that 98% of my work that I have done has simply been to be with others. Not talking, not hearing confessions, not celebrating Mass, not preaching, not doing anything. But somehow, the vocation of my life is very simple. Somehow simply being in the life of other people and being present to them meets them in that deep longing and need. That God cares, and he is here with me, I'm not alone. I will discover that that has been the majority of my vocation. Reassuring people of the love of our Heavenly Father that we are not alone. You are not alone. Amen.